Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Who needs mum and dad, Cliffo, when you've got YouTube? I feel like mum and dad have become a little bit redundant.
Big.
Now that YouTube
big love
is a
and
thing.
Big shout out to Leslie Clifton, my dear old mum, who's actually visiting Townsville
at the
Leslie. Moment.
No.
And probably listening right now.
Mum and dad definitely have a place. But when it comes to being a bit stuck in life, we normally turn to YouTube these days. Like back 20 years ago, if you didn't know how to boil an egg, you'd call mum and go, hey, mum, how do I do this? Now you just go to YouTube and they tell you everything you need.
Yeah.
And so it's just not necessary anymore to learn those life skills from mum and dad. So last night.
Because you know mum loves getting that phone call.
Oh, like, you know she does.
Mum loves a phone call at like 8 o'clock in the morning. How long do you boil an egg for again, mum?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, darling. This is what you do. Yeah. But I had a bit of a problem with that conversation with my mum, though, and I had to turn to YouTube because I called my mum. I'm like, how do I make mac and cheese? I was having a huge craving for mac and cheese. It's not something I've ever actually cooked before, so not something I normally crave, but I just really wanted it for dinner.
And you're making real mac and cheese here, not like I put it in the microwave.
Nah, from scratch.
Patch thing.
None of this easy mac.
Yeah,
I was making it from scratch. So I call mum, and mum is so frustrating because she's like, put a little bit of this in and a little bit of that. I'm like, no, I need measurements. Yeah. She's like, I don't know. I just throw it
That's
in.
That's not how Maureen's cooking
and
cheese.
I'm not physically there with her to see how she's doing it. So I'm like, you know what, mum? We've got to go. I'm going to YouTube. So I got on YouTube, learned how to make me some mac and cheese, and it was delish.
Yeah, see, I recently dropped my father because I call my dad when I need advice on man stuff because my dad's he's tradie.
He's a manly man.
Beer drinking, smoking man, you know? But I've realized absolutely not. I'm not. Look
need
at me.
A lot of advice.
I moisturize my hands every morning, for Christ's sake. Like, I am not a manly man. And I needed to, thread some more line in the whippersnipper. Like, the whippersnipper ran out of cord.
Uh-huh.
And he did it for me the first time because he was up here when I got the whippersnipper.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, they run out of cord eventually. Huh.
There you go.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
But Dad wasn't here to show me how to do it again or whatever. So I found a YouTube tutorial. And I don't know, it was some dude in America. And he dressed like Al Borland from Home Improvement.
Yes.
Like, he had the checkered flannel shirt. And he's like, yeah, you get the cord and you spool it through. And I'm just following the YouTube thing on my phone. And yeah, honk
boom.
The glory. Got
off
it.
You go.
Worked it out. Thank you, YouTube.
Thank you, YouTube. 13, 12, 16. We want to know this morning what you have learnt to do from YouTube. You've been a little bit stuck in a life task and you're just like, you know what, just get online.
What if you learned from YouTube?
90% of YouTube videos are tutorials.
Oh, there is a tutorial for everything.
I've even used it before to figure out how to get through a Candy Crush level. It was a really difficult level. I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
Just tackling the real big
YouTube jobs
at your place.
Mac and cheese and Candy Crush.
13, 12, 16, Townsville, what have you learned from YouTube? Liam's here, man. What have you learned from YouTube?
Yeah, look, this is a weird one, but I actually learned to read tarot cards off YouTube.
No way. That's so cool.
There's heaps of videos about it.
Wow. That's not something that I would have ever thought to look up, but that's a really interesting one.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
It's cool.
Yeah. So are you a proficient tarot card reader now just from what you learn off YouTube?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but look, I have predicted a few little things in my own world.
Wow.
So you only do it for yourself, not for others?
Oh, I have done it for a friend or two, but not a paid thing. It's more of a hobby.
That's cool.
That's really
so
cool, man.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, that's so much better than ours. Yeah. I learned a whippersnipper and mac and cheese.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Season 8 starts this Sunday. It's going to be an epic season. It just keeps getting better and better every year. I keep saying it, but it does. Like, their talent bank has widened. It's going to be incredible. And one of the coaches that is returning this year is Boy George. How are you going, Boy George?
I'm going good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. This is your third season of The Voice. Am I right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's a fun thing to do. I love to, be around music and listening to people sing. And, you know, you're really trying to just give people some wisdom.
Well, there's no better person to get wisdom from because you're an icon in the music industry and you're doing DJ tours now. Are you going to come up to North Queensland?
Hopefully, but actually I've been DJing since 1979.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm that old school. I can actually, when I say back in the day, I know what it means.
Yeah. So you were DJing before there was computers that did the job.
I still kind of play old school. I mean, I don't use the computer because, you know, it's just, there's no freedom. So yeah, it's better just to be freer when you play.
Okay. Tell us, like, in regards to The Voice this year, does anything shock you anymore? Like, are you still surprised when you sit in that big red chair and spin around? Because like you say, it's your third season. Is it still exciting for you? Do you still thrive off the energy of those blind auditions?
Yeah, I think when you hear a beautiful voice, you know, first of all, you know, you love the voice and then you want to know who the person is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And then you turn around. And I think one of the other things that I find unbelievable is that, you know, how many people fall for kind of compliments, do you know what I mean? Rather than, you know, sort of constructive advice, they'd rather have someone say, "You're amazing." Oh, I love you. Let's get married. Come on my team. And it's like, this is not helpful. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to give them a reality check and say, actually, you know what? You might get a lot of compliments right now, but this ain't going to help you in the real world, you know?
Yeah, well, that's so true. And you're great at giving that constructive criticism. I have always been very intrigued by your hats.
Oh, yeah.
Though, like, I love your hats. They're all incredible. But do you have them made here in Australia? Or if not, how the hell do you ship all of those hats here?
I've got these massive trunks that are, you know, perfect for, you know, carrying hats.
Uh-huh.
But they don't weigh anything. So when you get to the airport, people look at these massive trunks and then you go, I don't really weigh anything. So
oh, that's people, awesome.
I had a funny experience the first season where one of the customs guys opened my hat box and said, "What are these?" And I was like, "You can't be serious, right? I mean, the hats?"
"Yeah, my hats,
and then
darling."
He said, "Are you going to sell them?"
I was like, "Oh, boy, George!
No one else could buy these. No one else could buy these hats. They're not for sale." But yeah, they travel with me all over the place, and they are a little bit of a liability to get around.
Yeah.
Are they, like, factory-made, or they are custom-made, 100% Boy George originals?
No, they are custom made, but they're made by a sort of a company in London called A Child of the Jago, who is the son of Vivian Westwood. He's got his own fashion brand, and he makes the hats. And they are kind of based on an old Vivian Westwood hat, actually. Mm.
So cool. Oh,
a great spot to see them all is your Instagram. But the other thing I noticed on your Insta is you're a real foodie. Like, all those food pics that you upload, are they meals you've made yourself?
Of course.
Wow.
You know, it's like, listen, most people don't even do their own Instagram account. That's like, cook.
somebody said to me
a couple of weeks ago, it was really funny, they said, "Where did you get the carrot ribbons from?" And I was like, "From a carrot."
Honestly, see, it's so funny because we spoke to Delta Goodrum not too long ago, and she's just saying anything she cooks, she burns.
Like, yeah, she cannot cook.
She will burn water. So then to go on your Instagram and see, like, this stuff, like, it's definitely Instagram worthy.
Yeah, there's, like, cauliflower soup, which looks
it's
amazing.
It's like, chef-worthy stuff. I don't know why I'm shocked. I just assume famous people don't cook.
They have chefs.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. I love cooking, and I love to make my own food, and I'd rather make my own food than eat out if I had a choice.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, then you know what you're putting in your body.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
I have to say, there's great food here in Australia. There's great restaurants. There's great produce. You know, it's great.
Boy, George, who eats a lot of carrot from carrots.
I love a carrot.
Yeah, don't we all? Well, we love The Voice. Season 8, you're back for your third season only on Channel 9. Cannot wait. Thank you so much for your time today, George.
Thank you, guys.
Best of luck for the rest of the series. Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Lego Masters, the big finale, not the final, the finale was on last night. And it's one of these shows that I just got absolutely hooked on, as did you, Cliffo. So when the finale happened and we saw that Henry and Kate took it out, we were stoked. We actually have the boys joining us right now. How are you guys?
Hey, boys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Henry and Kate, you guys are officially Australia's Lego Masters. Has that news sunk in yet?
I think it's still sinking in. Yeah, I think slowly.
And you guys, I didn't actually realise this until this morning when I saw a story. I assumed that you both were best friends since you were 5 years old because that's how well you guys worked together. But you didn't actually know each other going into this.
No, we didn't.
No, we kind of hit it off. We met the afternoon before we built the tree.
Really awkward first date.
Yeah, it was.
That's incredible that you guys managed to find that flow not knowing each other.
Yeah, it was quite special. I think, we did hit it off really well. I think we were both there for the same reasons. We wanted to make the most of 2.5 million Lego pieces. So, we worked it out.
You guys just epitomize teamwork. You work so well together. And that piece you made last night, I'm not blowing smoke, guys. And for those who missed it, they made pretty much Poseidon, the god of the sea or whatever, and there was a wave and a ship and a serpent sea creature. It was absolutely mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And that was me just looking at it 2D through the television. Was there a moment when you guys were making it that you're like, holy, I think we're going to do this. We're making something really special here. We're going to win 100K. There was a moment. Yeah.
I think, there's one thing to talk about making something like that, but I think it was when I said to Henry, hey, can you just kind of position Poseidon on top of the wave? And the wave wasn't even there yet. And I kind of stood back and looked at it and I just smiled at Henry and went, mate, this is going to be epic. Oh,
It was epic. All of your builds were epic. They were just phenomenal. And your creativity and your imagination was insane. Does it help that you have kids, to keep that imagination going? Is that something that's kind of made your Lego career better?
It's funny. I design video games for a living, so I have a lot of creativity in my job.
Of course.
But I attribute that all back to Lego. And I think, now I have a little kid, playing Duplo, playing Lego with him has really freed me up to just make anything. He doesn't care what a car looks like as long as it's got wheels. And, it's reawakened a lot of my early childhood kind of creativity, I think.
Having a chat with Henry and Cade, the winners of Lego Masters last night. I guess the $100,000 question is, are you guys now the proud winners of 100K? Where's the money go?
Obviously, you've split it 50 each.
Yeah, invested into more Lego?
We've actually come to a different agreement. Oh. Cade's taking the trophy and I'm taking the money.
I think that we might have to renegotiate that one.
Yeah, not quite.
Have we spent the money yet in our heads? Are we at least buying a little bit more Lego for the collection at home?
A little bit more Lego, but I got to play with Lego for 3 months, so I said to my wife, you can do whatever you want with it.
Oh, that's nice. I did have one quick question for you guys, because you were paired for the show, as were Bilzy and Kale. Were you guys looking at them as a team and going, oh, thank God we got paired together? That's a yes.
We were definitely fortunate, I think.
I don't know if they made a mistake and they gave me Cade instead of Kale. I don't know. It could have been really touch and go.
There's a few similar letters in the name there, isn't there? Well, look, as the parent of a 5-year-old daughter, it has been an absolute pleasure to watch you guys for the last three. I'm just disappointed that it was only 3 weeks long. Here's to a longer season in 2020.
Yeah, we are as well. Thank you. That's the most nicest compliment.
I'm sure you're hearing it a lot. It was just wholesome family viewing, such a difference to Married at First Sight. It was beautiful.
It was a nice change.
Anyway, these guys appearing on Married at First Sight next year. Just don't tell their wives. Lego Masters. It was such an epic grand finale last night, and the winners taking out the 100K. Henry and Cade, you guys just absolute legends. Thanks for your time, and good luck enjoy spending the 100K.
Thank you, guys. So
thanks
for having us.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Can you hear me? S-O-A.
He thought he was ugly.
Help me put my mind to rest.
Don't want another mother to go through the pain that I'm going through.
I was in a really dark place.
Feeling like my life is going nowhere, that I've got nothing to live for.
I struggle a lot.
The amount of kids in Townsville that's taken their own life is unbelievable.
Okay to not be okay. Hit the Hill is back. I can feel your love. A 24-hour challenge to reflect and remember.
The biggest ever conversation about mental health issues.
Suicide should not be a taboo word.
Hit the Hill 2019. Pulling me up from the underground. Raising money for Headspace.
My body aches, but it's nothing compared to what someone who is struggling mentally could be going through.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Hit the Hill is back. It is an absolute phenomenal event. It was my first one last year and we announced the dates not that long ago, the 3rd and 4th of August. However, it is time to open registrations for teams that want to enter, Cliffo, like if anyone wants to be part of it.
Now, there are limited spots available. We have only 60 teams of 10 this year. If you want to register, it's live now at our website, hit.com.au. But more importantly, we've actually got some guests in the studio from the main benefactor for Hit the Hill 2019.
Yeah, each year it does change. We rotate through. And this year it is Headspace. So we have Nicole Thomas, who's a community development lead at Headspace Townsville. And Kirsten Seymour, the centre manager, here with us to talk more about what Headspace does. Welcome, girls.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Morning. All right, well, first, give us an overview. What is Headspace? What do you guys actually do?
So Headspace is an early intervention youth mental health service for young people. So anyone aged between 12 and 25 can come into Headspace. And we do a lot of counselling and we also have a GP and social programs as well on site for young people.
It's a phenomenal service because we know that suicide and mental health issues can start at a young age. So why did you guys actually get involved with Hit the Hill? I know you've been involved for a really long time, but to partner with us is really exciting.
Headspace generally across the board is involved in a lot of community activities. We're involved in the Townsville Suicide Prevention Network and part of that committee as well. It's an amazing event to raise awareness and also to sort of get that conversation started across the town. So we think it's such an important event, and I think Townsville's quite brave to have an event such as this, and we would never not be a part of it.
Wow. Well, we love that you are part of it. How important is treating people with mental health issues, depression, anxiety, all that sort of stuff, how important is it to get to people who are suffering this at a young age early?
We know that all 75% of mental illness begins in the ages between 12 and 25.
75%?
Wow. 75%. That's so that's a really high
so scary.
Rate. So we know that if young people do seek help early, it helps to increase their chances of recovery and to decrease further episodes later in life as well. So it's really important to have early intervention for mental health issues.
And that makes sense, because if you have a management plan in place for anxiety or whatever you are suffering with, when life gets stressful, when you get to those later years, at least you've got those programs there that you can kind of fall back on. Is that kind of what you're working towards?
Yeah, so making sure that young people have some coping strategies so that they can increase their resilience and to learn how to manage any symptoms that they may be experiencing is so important.
So we are raising money at Hit the Hill. That is one of the things we do, and you guys being the benefactor this year will receive those funds. What kind of programs do you run where these funds will help?
Yeah, so these funds will go a long way in helping deliver the services that are already so underfunded. So our social recovery groups that we run out of Headspace, supporting LGBTI young people, as well as our men, young women, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people.
All right.
Yeah.
You got a good pair of joggers ready to go?
Absolutely.
You're going to need them.
You're going to need them. Look, like we say, you guys have actually been, involved in this event since its inception. And I guess it's such a powerful and important thing that you guys do. Geez, it'd be a challenging job at times, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Does it take its toll on you guys? That's a personal
it's a big
question.
Responsibility,
but yeah. Does it take a toll?
Our team's really awesome and we support each other. And even though it's tough at work, we have a lot of fun. And
Yeah, because I guess it'd be important for you guys. You're teaching coping mechanisms, but you've got to like take that on board for yourselves as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, jump on board, Townsville. Like we say, registrations are now open and they are strictly limited to 60 teams of 10. So if you want to be part of it, head to our website, hit.com.au, and follow the link. But for now, Nicole and Kirsten, thank you so much for coming in, guys. And thanks for being part of Hit the Hill 2019.
Yay, thank you.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.